This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Began to rock. I didn't know what to do, so I stopped and got out and looked down. I noticed I got a flat tire, so I walked out, parked the car like sideways, so I can find what I can fix. I looked around, there were no cars on the highway. I felt a strange feeling like a mist. So I walked down toward the end of the road.
Take me to a place without a name. Well, hello.
Hello.
How are we?
How are we? I am Stephen A.
And I'm Lucy Cundy. Sorry, I'm just texting Bros. Sorry about that.
Always up to things.
Up to things. Yes, up to no good.
Mm-hmm. Like, how are you?
Well, I'm just about recovered from the NTAs.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because there's a lot to talk about you and the National Television Awards.
Oh, I know. I mean, on the way in, a car collision. Someone went up my rear end.
Oh, dear.
Normally don't mind that, but no, I'm joking. It was pretty nasty. Yeah, so I couldn't drive the car.
Right.
And I thought, there's a reason. It was really started to sleet. Then there was snow. The traffic was building up. And I thought, right, just dump the car, jump on the tube. Realised, didn't have a coat. Rather cold. People started taking photos on the tube. Next thing I know.
Where did you dump your car?
Do you know, that was a good question, because I just dumped it. And I said to my friend, what was the road? Can you remember? And she went, I think it started with a... And I started thinking, oh, no.
But you did find it.
Yes.
That was lucky.
Very lucky. And it was a very eventful evening.
Well, I saw some pictures of you with Man of the Hour, Richard Madden.
Richard Madden, the man of the moment.
Yeah. What was he like?
Congratulations on your award, dear Richard.
What was he like?
Well, Dickie to me.
Dickie.
He's very sweet. I saw him when we... Oops, there he is now. Sorry, that was Bros. He literally was very excited about his award, obviously, and seemed to take an interest in my dress.
You're barely there dress.
I thought I was quite covered up, actually. A little slit.
Did he? What did he say?
He just was thrilled with his award. I said to him, are you going to do Bond? And he looked at me and went... What do you think? I said, I think you should. He went, thank you. So do I. And he just was having a great time. Wanted to know where the next party was. Oh. Asked for my number. There you go.
So you swapped numbers with Richard Madden?
I've got his number if you wish. Oh. But I wouldn't give it, obviously.
Okay, interesting.
To anyone. To any producer who's looking at me through the window.
Didn't he just split with his girlfriend?
Yeah, he has actually. Yeah.
Just putting that out in the universe.
Okay. Yeah, I think I put it out in the universe when I got home. Please. No, bodyguard, what a lovely chat.
Really
great
nice.
Fun and huge congratulations for his win. Yeah. And it was the best drama.
Yeah, definitely. The Bodyguard was the talk of 2018.
And so is he.
Yeah.
And he's going to be our next Bond. You heard it here first.
Okay, well, fab. I'm glad to hear it. What else went down? There was lots of people having fights and... Firma Cam was spoken to by the police for throwing a drink over someone.
She threw a drink, which isn't great. Mm. There was lots of goings on. Mm. Obviously, Jason Gardner didn't go. Gemma Collins was there. That was could have been a bit frosty.
So you're actually good friends with Jason Gardner. What's your take on all this stuff about him potentially going to sue Gemma Collins?
I don't think he's going to sue Gemma, but I just think... I believe, though, judges should be respected. They're there to give their criticism. I know people say he's acid-tongued and he says things the wrong way, but he's honest. Mm-hmm. He does speak from the heart and he says what he thinks. And it makes the show. And I think if they were all the same, the judges, it would be slightly boring. And I think Jason gives something special. But, you know, I've been rooting for Gemma. I think she's doing her stuff for the curvy girls and she's entertaining. Look, the viewing figures have gone up by a million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what ITV care about.
That's true.
And I'll be honest, my boy had a date that night and he said, I'm going to be late, but I've got to wait for the GC. I need to see her. So she's making people watch.
Uh-huh.
Whether you like her or not.
Well, it's definitely working.
But
I've only ever found her to be very rude, but that's my personal experience.
But
you
know,
journalist.
I would say as advice to Gemma, you do need to respect the judges. Look what happened to Danny John-Jules. Look what happened to Brendan Cole.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's very true.
Okay, and Jason is there to give his views. That's what he is being asked to do by ITV, and he can skate.
Okay. I don't know, but then she did accuse him of selling a story and he did do an interview with The Sun, right? Does that constitute selling a story? We don't know that he got paid for
Look,
it.
Jason, I know this very well because my friend Simon Ball from The Sun did the interview. Simon asked him about many people. Gemma was just one of them. It was PR for Dancing on Ice.
So it was a press interview.
It was a press interview and I think it's a bit unfair to say Jason sold a story. He doesn't need to sell a story, believe you me. And he was giving his views on many people, but it was because it's Gemma and Gemma's getting the headlines That's what happened. Yeah. And that is the honest truth of it. Really is. And but you know what? It was good TV. I mean, it was TV gold.
Well, it's been a week of TV gold. We've had, yeah, the NTAs, the Gemma Collins spat.
We had Holly Willoughby crying.
Holly Willoughby crying behind the scenes after the party, apparently, yes, because she was so overwhelmed with all the love that she got.
But it was amazing that this morning won again.
Yeah,
and it was great
did.
Having Piers Morgan's face.
It was pointed out, though, that 7 of the awards this year were won by the same people last year. So
people are
they need to
the
shake
same.
Things up.
Yeah, but it's the viewers' vote. It's the people's choice, surely.
Yeah, I know. Just a bit boring to watch as a viewer, don't you think?
Well, Ant and Dec, what did you feel on that?
Well, I think it's intriguing because Ant wasn't really on telly last year. So what are you judging it on? The couple of auditions he did for Britain's Got Talent. I don't know.
But I think it goes to show the public just love them. And you can't take that away. They are so popular.
That's very true. You can't deny that.
But my highlight has to be with Richard.
Well, and it obviously turned out well. You managed to swap numbers. So.
We have numbers. We're going to see each other. It's great fun. He's one of the best actors in the UK.
Wow.
And I adore him.
Well, hopefully he'll adore you, and then we can get him in as a guest in a couple of weeks'
possibly.
Time. How about that? Or not.
I might do a one-to-one interview, you know, just me and him.
Oh, okay, interesting. Mm. Okay, well.
If that's okay.
Fab, can't wait to great. See it on this morning, or if you're going to do it. We've got some guests coming up this evening. We just
we've
met two of them outside.
Yeah, very handsome boys.
Very handsome. Harry and Frank Savage from Channel 4's Hunted.
Yeah.
Which is actually a really good show. I haven't seen their series yet, but I am going to watch it on catch up. So
wow. It
is, I'm into it. And then we have on the phone Abby Holborn from Geordie Shore, who is now one of the big names on the show.
Oh my God.
So yeah, and then you're going off somewhere exciting tonight after.
Well, yeah,
you?
I've been invited by JB. Do you remember JB?
As in
Jean
ex
Bernard.
Of, ex of Cheryl. Just Cheryl, actually.
Cheryl, yeah. It's his friend's got a big gallery sort of art exhibition that's happening. So uh-huh. I'm going to pop in there and then I've got dinner with a friend.
Fab.
And then going to get some hours sleep, which has been lacking in my life this week.
Well, you say that. I'm sure you'll end up somewhere fabulous.
I need the beauty sleep, darling, today.
Okay, cool. Well, let's play a little song and then we'll get our first guest in.
Woo!
With Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. And for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain.
Learned from the pain. Turned out amazing. to invite Claudie Blakely.
Hi.
You're an actress, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. I could be an actor. Well, I could be an actor, Nick. I mean, Nick did 3 series of Uncle. He didn't. I could have been in that.
Well, I did get a lot of people in that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, that makes it more offensive.
So you could get all your mates in that. That's brilliant.
Well, I didn't get.
I mean,
all
you
my
could get.
They had to audition.
Of but, course, go through the right.
But I didn't get an audition. So. What do you think? Do you think I'd be a good actor?
I can tell you it.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I was making a point.
Every Friday, Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club from 12 PM. Fubar Radio.
Hello. Oh, sorry, I was just adjusting my chair.
You're faffing around.
Sorry, I'm fidgety today. Well, we have two handsome boys in the studio.
We do. The very lovely Harry and Frank Savage from, I was going to say, Busted. Hunted.
Busted. Hunted. Busted. Well, they nearly were busted, but that's Hunted.
It's, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Channel 4 show. Are you brothers?
We are, yeah. A lot of people say we're twins, but... yeah, we're
Harry
not.
Likes to think he's the better looking one. So.
I am the better looking one. No, we're not. No. I'm the more pristine one. He's more rugged.
Wow.
Yeah, the beard's a bit more thorough there. I can see that.
Yeah.
So explain a bit about how you got involved in the show, because it's become a bit of a cultish phenomenon.
Yeah.
Hasn't
well,
it?
I was always a fan of the show, massively, and Frank's always liked the show, but Frank never. I applied on my own, thinking, oh, I'll never get on, and then. Yeah, I applied, and then they said, oh, can you come back with someone else? Maybe someone that's a bit different to you. And I was thinking...
sorry, my phone won't turn off. I'm really sorry. Right, I'm going to get that out of the studio. I have to give it...
Go on.
And I was thinking, oh, who to bring? And I was like, oh, Frank would do it with me. And then Frank was like, I ain't going on TV. I'm not doing that. Nah. But he was always saying, oh, I could do it easily. I could do that show. Yeah, we could win. Went to the audition, and then we kind of got on like that, and then... yeah, but it's different watching the show than being on the show completely.
Yeah,
different.
I bet. So explain the premise of the show to anyone that doesn't know.
So it's kind of like the whole Big Brother is watching you. It's if can modern day people go missing in Britain, and like, you know, with all the CCTV, what the police can do. And it is essentially like a police force after you. Mm-hmm. And just see if you can go off radar. And if you can get to the end of 25 days, you're in a chance of winning £100,000.
25 days is a long time to be off grid, though, isn't it?
It's a very long
time to spend it with your brother Harry. Yeah.
Oh, shut up. You loved it.
Ooh. How do you go off grid? So obviously, you can't be on social media, yeah. You can't phone.
So the idea is to not be detected. So avoid phones, social media, people.
Like,
it's hard work.
Like everything. It's you are a fugitive on the run, which is, there were some points where you think, oh, no phone for that time, it's easy. But when you need food, you're going to have to talk to like normal people, but then those people could dob you in a chance of getting 500 quid. So.
And you're also being followed by a camera, right? So that probably...
oh, is that difficult?
Because make things interesting. Although they're quite discreet, they use a small camera if you're in built-up places, like like a GoPro or something like that.
But
so
the,
it's
worst
not like
thing, the worst
you
thing
stand
is,
out.
The worst thing is, though, is your cameraman gets food and you don't. So Frank would be like fuming because you'd sit down to camp for a night in the middle
horrible.
Of nowhere.
And you start eating in front of us.
You haven't eaten all day. And he'll
would
come
he not
Domino's.
Share? Would
no,
he
we
not
did
share?
Ask him. But he said it's breaking the rules. So we did try that one, but he wasn't interested.
Well, good on him for sticking to his guns.
No, not good. The poor boys were starving.
That's part of the game, isn't it? You've got to want to win, what did you say, £100,000?
Frank went to a shop, this is the worst thing, Frank went to a shop once and we were so hungry for food and I was like, Frank, we can't steal anything, we can't do anything. So he went to like a vending machine and he was like, well, watch this. He's a bit of a Dell boy and he was like, oh, watch this. And he was banging on the machine going, sorry, love, the machine ain't working. And Frank was, and I was like, Frank, stop it. He was like, no, it ain't working. I put a pound in and my sweets aren't coming out. She came over and gave me like 5 packs of sweets. Like, that's how it's done. He stole some toilet roll on the way and then walked out.
Are you joking?
Yeah, you've got to hustle to find your... yeah.
Well, that's the point, isn't
do
it?
Do the police get involved? Because you've got to... I mean, you've got to try and live, haven't you?
Well, it's the people that are after you are ex-like MI5, ex-army, ex-police. So they're all like the head of their game. But obviously, because it is a TV show, you can't just run to a shop and steal stuff, for example.
you sort of, got to keep within the guidelines of the law.
Yeah, of course.
Ideally.
Channel 4 would not endorse you shoplifting.
Well, no. It's quite frightening, isn't it?
But you can bend the rules, right? Like
there's no set rules of like where you go or what you do. You can go anywhere, which I guess me and Frank are quite different in like our daily routines of
life. Did you want to do that, get away from your old routine basically?
Yeah, so for me it was massively to get away from all the stresses of work and just
because you're a farmer.
No, I run a campsite, so I own a farm and run a campsite on it, so summer months are really busy, stressful, and I was lucky to get away for one of the busiest months. So
oh Oh, so, yeah.
So it's a nice little month off for you.
Nice little time off.
Cheeky holiday.
To Frank, it was a holiday and it's like a walk in the park. To me, it was constant paranoia. And I just wanted to get to the end. I just need the money.
And Harry, you wanted to go because you wanted to sort of break the stereotype of a typical gay guy.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, all my friends were like, there's no, before going on the show, my friends were like, there's no way you'll get to the end. There's no way you'll get caught on day one. And it was kind of to prove, like, yeah, I can do it. And even to prove to Frank, Frank was always like, oh, nah, he can't go a day without showering. And I was
like,
just shut up, don't start. I was like, just wait and see. I mean, there were times when if you can't go to the toilet, that was a difficult
thing.
So
what, did you have to use your charm on strangers, basically, to get things?
Yeah, and also it's obviously like analysing who to trust, who not to, because, like Harry said, they offer a reward for any...
Any information
on your capture. So yeah, it's a hard one, like who to trust, who not to. Are you making the right decision? Are you making the wrong
one?
Can't
trust anyone.
Decisions all the time.
No,
that's a rule for life, babe. You can't
trust
anyone.
I know that.
What we learned was you can't trust young people. It was what we learned.
Don't trust anyone. It's probably the best
Frank
rule.
Frank was like, don't give it to a 20-year-old. A 20-year-old will get 500 quid and they'll piss off with it. So we're like, no, we won't trust anyone. That was our thing. But Frank put on his charm a lot to a lot of people to wingle our way out of things.
Okay.
And what is the charm? Can you give us one of your lines?
One of the charm. No, I can't say I've got any really.
He doesn't. He's just cocky and confident. He doesn't care what people think of him. That's what.
Well, that's the best way to go about these things, right? So I guess you can't tell us how well you did.
No.
No. You have to wait and watch. I mean, tonight is episode 3 is tonight. Which we're quite heavily featured in.
So have you seen it all already? You've seen the edits of what happened?
No. We've seen like bits, obviously, because you've got to say, like, are you kind of, is this all right to put on kind of thing?
Okay, yeah.
And it is, as like, if you're a fan of the show, which like I was, it's nothing like any other series you'll watch.
Okay.
At all. Yeah, it's not like anything.
And you're scared of cows, right?
Oh, don't get me started.
What happened? Why scared of cows? I'm a Taurus. That's my sign.
Oh, you are a bit of a cow.
Scared of cows.
I'm never a cow.
The worst thing is he made me hold his hand through the cow, so...
No, but it's just...
You're his brother!
You know, there's certain things, and I was just like...
I didn't hesitate.
When there are like thousands of cows there, and they're walking toward... I was just scared.
There can be stampedes. That's
actually,
true.
Actually, yeah.
That does
my friend got... a cow actually fell on her, and she
fell
really...
No,
yeah,
don't
she was,
say that.
No, she did. She got really ill. It's true.
She's still alive,
I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but it's, I understand the fear.
Are you hoping that this will lead you to do more television? Or
yeah,
probably not for you, right?
No, for Harry, I hope it maybe leads.
Not for Frank at all.
But for me, no, once was enough.
Do you not want to do the TV side of things then?
Not at all, if I'm honest, not
Frank,
really.
Why?
Just because it's not me as a person. I'd rather keep myself to myself, mind my own business and do my own thing, whereas Harry... Yeah, it'd be good for Harry, but for me it's a bit... You know, like you see a picture of yourself in a school photo or something. I mean, that's bad enough, let alone hearing yourself in episodes.
I see. Okay.
You're like me. I'm...
Oh, yeah, you hate attention, don't you, Lizzie?
It was quite funny, actually, like, watching the show and obviously people live tweet. You've got these people that, like, these weird people that are, like, proper fans... Not weird, but they're proper fans of the show. They get into it so much. And I was like, Frank, they're saying this about you and they're saying this... Like, all Frank's comments are, oh, he's well off, he's this, he's that. Oh, he's a proper geezer. And mine was, oh, like, ditch your brother and you'll be better off on your own. Come on, ditch him. Just carry on your own, Frank. But it's funny because Frank won't be able to see any of this because Frank doesn't have Facebook, social media. He hardly knows how to use his iPhone.
Oh.
Oh, you really are. Because you're kind of off the radar anyway.
Yeah. He's up there. He's up there. Grills.
Yeah. Are you Bear Grylls? Wow. That could be another show.
So what, if you're hoping that this will lead you to other things, what kind of thing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I went to drama school just before we started filming the show and just finished.
What school were you at?
I went to East 15, School of Acting.
Mm.
So I went there and then I don't really know what I was still on that stage, what do I want to do? And
how old are you?
20.
That'll be why then.
Yeah.
But yeah. You're slightly in love with Fred from First Date, is that correct?
How did you...
I just know.
How
I'm
did
psychic.
You hear that?
I'm psychic.
No, how did you hear that?
I just know.
No, I just think he's... I've always had a little crush on Fred from First Date, always, yeah.
Like the old dumb man?
No, yeah, but it's I don't say it. Yeah, awkward. No, it's his charm.
I can't get that.
Not in front of my brother.
You've met Fred, haven't you? He's a nice guy.
I love
guy.
Fred.
Nice
yeah,
chap.
He's great.
Yeah,
he's fabulous. I get you. I get where you come
like
from.
Like his charm about him, I was like, oh yeah.
So I don't even know who Fred is.
Oh well, there you go. Right. You don't watch too good. You would know, not Fred Flintstone. It's someone else. So I mean, you'd like to carry on doing stuff in the TV world.
Yeah.
Is there any of the shows you'd like?
Like, I enjoy, like, I mean, I did like a stage of like interviewing, and I did like a course of that, and I quite enjoyed that. So, I mean, that wasn't the premise of going on the show, but it was just to see how it kind of went.
So where are you guys based? Where's your home?
So for me, it's East Sussex, and Harry's currently living in London.
Oh.
So I'm up here and he's in the sticks in the middle.
And have
of
you got agents, people fighting over you?
No,
certainly
no.
Not yet.
Oh, well, this is great. But you're happy how the show's gone so far? Are you confident?
They know what's happened.
It was a good experience, and I wouldn't have changed anything for the outcome. It was, yeah, a good experience.
It was a weird, really weird thing. It was like a really weird thing to come out of. Like, I think doing the show, and then when you come out of it, you're back in the real world. It was like a good lesson, especially to me, like not being on your phone all the time, all this social media
stuff.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, I was massive about it.
Did it change you when you came out? Did you find
when you came out of doing My Shirley Valentine, no, what was it called?
Yeah.
Shirley Valentine Summer.
Valentine Summer.
You went on social media for a while and you quite enjoyed it.
I did, yeah. I didn't have my phone, so I wasn't on it. And then when I came back, my boys were like, oh, Mum, you're not on your phone. This is so nice. Over Sunday lunch. But then slowly you get back into
slowly,
it.
Slowly, yeah, that's what he's been saying.
Harry's already back to it, yeah. But we lost a lot of weight as well. I lost a stone and a half in weight.
You've
so
gained it
really?
Back on now, though.
I've put on probably 3 stones since.
He's like, I can eat whatever I want now. So, yeah, you've gained it.
Did you find it hard with the sleep deprivation? I mean,
for me,
and the food?
It was, the food, and also just, you know, we didn't shower for 17 days. I'm sure Harry won't like me saying it. But we didn't shower for 17 days, and we struggled. And obviously, if one person's having a stroppy day, it sort of rubs off on you, and you sort of, but at least we had each other. We sort of leveled each other out.
You can go, like, so for example, I think we went like something like a set amount of time of like no house. We didn't go into one house for like a solid amount of time. So like Frank was saying, you didn't shower for like up to 17 days. And
yeah,
then,
that's hardcore.
And also where you would have to sleep.
And Harry said to me he wasn't going to go for the toilet unless he had a toilet. And obviously he lost that in tonight's episode.
I think.
But men can pee behind a tree, right?
It's but certain things you can't do.
Right, got it. Okay, fine. I didn't think of that.
Did you miss your family, friends, or did you kind of think this adventure, you just sort of tunnel vision? Just
gave us a lot of time to think. So, like, stuff, obviously, I'm so involved in work and getting on with your day-to-day life, you're sort of almost so caught up in it that gave me a lot of time to think about stuff like family, friends, stuff like that. Which was good.
Like, I never want to see him again. I'm quite enjoying this.
What am I doing?
For me, when I did Shirley Valentine, I actually thought, I'm not missing this person. I don't want them in my life when I get back, weirdly.
I know what you mean. Like, you think the people that you do miss and the people you don't miss, you're like, no.
I thought, it's a weight off my shoulders not having to deal with them. And I thought, actually, I don't want them in my life.
Intriguing. And did you cut them out?
Yep.
Later.
Well done. Cutthroat Cundy.
Well done.
They're out.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
We'll
really
watch it. So tell us, boys, when's it on again?
So tonight at 9 o'clock on Channel 4.
Oh, we can't miss it.
Episode.
I can't wait.
Well, except you're at a party tonight, so you won't be watching it tonight.
Well, no, do you know what?
Get on catch up tomorrow.
Get it on catch up. Well done, Harry. Yes, I will.
Thanks so much, guys.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
I hope you win.
I always say what I'm feeling. I was born without a zip on my mouth. Sometimes I don't even mean it. It takes a little while to figure me out. I like my coffee with 2 sugars in it. High heels and my jewelry dripping. Drinking, I get all fired up. Insecure, but I'm working with it. Many things that I could get rid of. Ain't nobody give it up. I made a few mistakes, I regret it nightly. I broke a couple hearts and I wear on my sleeve. My mama always said, girl, you're troubling. And now I wonder, could you fall for a woman like me? And every time we touch, boy, you make me feel weak. On the couch, or we could just go out for the evening. Hopefully, end up with you kissing my mouth. You got them blue jeans with a rib up in my head with your fingers in it. Love it when you turn me on. Young Sarah with a little bit of love drunk in the middle with a get down to our favorite song.
I made a few mistakes, I regret it nightly. I broke a couple hearts and I wear on my sleeve. My mama always said, girl, you're troubling. And now I wonder, could you fall for a woman like me? And every time we touch, boy, you make me feel weak. I can tell you're shy and I think you're so sweet.
as I brush up on them, I could tell he like me. You know all them under my try to swipe me. Now that up, he could afford to ice me. Tell him that's the back, trainee bitch, you know your area. But the more bad bitches, then the more merrier. Baddies to my left and to the right, a little scarier. Dude, boy, tell me, can you handle all this dairy? A million, I'm getting my billion. Greatest of all time, cause I'm a chameleon. I switch it up for every era, I'm really bomb. These bitches really wanna be Nicki, I'm really mom. Apple cut the check, I want all this money. Seven up, go grip the tech, and leave all this bloody. It's the queen and little mix, skated on, I'm sorry. My daddy is Indian, all this curry.
Woman like me, like a woman like me. La la la, woman like me. I made a few mistakes, I regret it nightly. I broke a couple hearts and I wear on my sleeve. My mama always said, do you trouble it? And now I wonder, could you fall for a woman like me? And every time we touch, boy, you make me feel weak. I can tell you're shy and I think you're so sweet. Spending every night undercover saying, still I wonder, could you fall for a woman like me? For a woman like me.
Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
good, isn't
it? I wanted her in my 10-year challenge.
Oh, that ended quickly.
I wanted a 10-year challenge with her. Me and Cher, we look so alike.
You do. Well, she's 20 years older than you.
More than that.
No. She's 70, isn't she?
I thought she's 80.
No.
But anyway, I love her.
I wasn't accusing you.
I was going to say. But anyway, we love Cher.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so busy, busy time, hasn't
right,
it?
Right, so I need some more NTA's gossip, to be honest.
Oh.
What do you know about Jacqueline Josser and Dan Osborne having a fight?
Well, actually, I was with them.
Were you?
Yeah, I was with them in the box. They were in the OK box.
Okay. And did they seem all right?
Yeah, they seem pretty fine. I'm quite... Because there's pictures of them having a bit of a row, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And is it because he was being flirty? I hope it's nothing to me, because I did talk to him for quite a long time. But I was actually talking to him.
You're always involved somehow, Candy.
No, I was talking to Dan about our friend Ben Jardine, because they did Panto together.
Oh, okay.
So he was telling me funny stories about Ben, and I hope nothing to do with me. We were both in white dresses.
Yeah, you were. Hers was quite wedding-y, I thought.
Well, maybe there was a clue. Maybe she was trying to give a hint to Dan. But I'm sad they rowed, because they seem fine in the box. And you know what it's like, though. You have a few drinks and not a lot of food. And you get a bit, you know, feisty.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope that isn't the case. But Anthony Cotton was apparently a bit tiddled.
Yes.
So what happened there?
A source told us, actually, outside. You were on your phone, actually, to be fair, so you were a bit busy when they were explaining it to us.
Yeah.
He was seen kind of leaning against a car, a little bit worse for wear, not really sure where he was.
Well, another story, because we're on the NTA stories. Well, a lot of people are saying, and I think they are together, but Jack and Danny from Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the interviews on the red carpet. Now, is this a showbiz...
Well, so they were supposed to have...
...romance, shall we say, or is it the real deal? I mean, they did look quite, you know, happy and sweet, but you just don't know. What do you feel?
Because
they were doing all the interviews on the red
carpet.
Yeah,
so they were,
night.
Weren't they? But there was some really weird... I think they're maybe pretending to be together. I do. So they were supposed to... So they got met on Love Island last year. Daughter of Danny Dyer. Everyone had high
Danny.
Hopes for them, yeah. So Danny's daughter... Danny... Wait.
Hold on.
Danny's daughter, Danny.
Yes. There's lots of D's.
But they are a bit boring.
Mm.
And I think that maybe they didn't... I don't know. I don't think
You're
I believe
not sure.
it. And then there was a video interview of them on Lorraine, and when Jack saw that the camera was on him, he suddenly put his arm around around Danny. So I'm a bit perplexed as to why
it's
they need to pretend to be together, but
we don't know for sure.
No, we don't know for sure, but I do think that maybe there's something going on.
And obviously we had Wes, who's in Dancing on Ice, on the red carpet with Megan, and I saw her in the loo.
You did?
So I said, "Hi, Meg." She went, "Hello." No, I said, "Look, I think Wes is doing really well, and I agree with Jason Gardner. I think he's got potential
definitely.
To really go to the top of that show, and he's improving." But she did have a bit of a face on her, didn't look like, in the audience. But was that like one of those where they get you at the odd moment where you're not really... Whoops,
quite possibly.
...interested?
She's obviously... she's upset, right? She's upset that her boyfriend's ice skating partner announced her split on the day of their first dance. And I can understand that. But probably going on Loose Women to talk about it is not... And say that she should have invited her down to the training rink and blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's the best look, love.
Mm.
I don't.
Mm.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be patronising by saying love at the end there, but it's just the way
it's
I talk.
Not the... Yeah.
Well,
you know, the thing is, what happens is it now the Strictly curse has gone to the curse on Dancing on Ice. It's a Dancing on Ice curse because the partners are kind of splitting up. Another dancing partner split up with her husband.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Alexander. I'm not sure of her surname.
Know.
She's one of the dancers split with her
husband.
I think
when you've got your bits up close and personal to someone else, maybe it happens sometimes.
Oh, but I've got
That's
to
what
say,
I think.
This show I'm really enjoying, and whether you like Gemma Collins or not, She is great TV.
It is some class entertainment. I have to give that to them.
And I love Jason on it. And I know, you know, they both have had a lot of... What do you feel of Jason on it?
He's obviously very good. And he's... I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of his criticisms, to be fair.
I mean, we're all friends. Anthea Turner was on Dancing on Ice.
Oh, yeah, she was.
And Jason was obviously the judge back then, and he told her... You know, that you look like a glass of champagne that's lost all her its fizz. And she
remember
was
when
off.
He said to Tana Ramsey, Gordon Ramsay's wife, that she looked like a frigid schoolmistress. I mean, it wasn't nice, right? And didn't he call Lauren Goodger a hippo on ice or something? Am I making that up?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it was.
I hope I'm not making that up.
He makes me laugh, and he says what he thinks, and I think that what makes a good show. Do you not agree?
I do agree. I have to say. Our producer just said Alexandra Schauman, but apparently that's not true.
Yeah, no, it is being announced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she has split. I just think she's not a big name, so they're not really writing about her. Sorry.
Who's she partnered with?
Some guy that no one really knows.
Ryan Sidebottom?
Yeah, could
maybe.
Be.
Maybe.
But they're not together. They have split.
Right.
And that's another...
Showbiz
exclusive.
You're just
here
giving them all. You're freewheeling tonight.
I'm just giving it away. What for? Not even a glass of wine. Jeepers.
Who needs a glass of wine when you've got
a
pint of
Coke? But can I just tell
you,
I've never been on. Okay, this is the scene for those on the red carpet on the NTAs. It is hell to get to the O2.
Yes,
it is the middle of nowhere.
There's one road in and out.
There is one road in and out. It is. Queues, look, they're still queuing. There's a noise outside. You cannot get through with cars. It's just chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up. There's a woman on the door. Have you got your pre-file? Let me see. Who are you? Who are you with? Oh, my goodness. It's like Alcatraz. I'm like, okay. You can smile. They're fierce. The security are fierce. Get onto the red carpet. Like, show your pass again. Oh, here we go again. Da, da, da. Get it all out.
And this is not your forte, finding things in your handbag.
And my bag's not the biggest, and I really don't like keep being told what's your name and where's your pass. I'm like, did you not watch ITV this summer, bitch? Anyway, so then I do your photos.
Watch this morning for the debate.
So then the photos are done, and it starts to sleet. Then it starts to snow. It then is raining. You're looking like a drowned rat. And everyone's like, move along. Come on, pictures. So you're going along, soggy shoes. I'm wearing white. The white dress turns to red because the red carpet's leaking up my dress.
Christ.
And I then get to the other end, and the guy goes, oh, you need another pass to get in here. Can you get your foot off that carpet? I need the other pass. I was like, please, dear Lord Jesus,
did you
help
have the
me.
Other pass?
And do you know what? Thankfully, a lovely lady at the PR went, I know, it's Lizzie Cundy, come through. And we'll take you
right.
to the box.
Next year, you have to invite me because I don't get invited anymore, this damn thing. And there's a new PR agency they look after. I used to get invited.
Well, you have to be with the right people, darling.
Well, I'll come with you.
But I have to say, the pre-party was better than the after-party. It was great.
Really?
Because everyone was all excited. Everyone was in there. Harry Redknapp.
Was this the pre-party in the OK box?
Yeah, no, pre-party in the downstairs at the party before everyone goes to the box.
Yeah, I heard a rumour that apparently everyone was getting, the producers were getting very stressed because people weren't leaving the after party to go sit down in time for the TV
everyone was
show.
Like, can you go? And this guy went, just go. I said, I don't know which way it is. The box, he went, I don't care anymore. Just leave. Get out. Because everyone was chatting. I was chatting away to Eamon and Ruth. And
of course you were.
Everyone, we're having a nice old chin wag. And everyone was like, oh, I like your dress. What are you wearing? Oh, are we going to win? It's all Philip.
Right, let's play a little song and then we'll get our final guest on the phone.
Fantastic.
Stay. Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on Foo Bar Radio.
I was always there for you, oh, I was always on time, and I gave you my all, so now you call, I decline, and I don't know about you, but I know I'm gonna be fine, and I gave you my all, so now you call, oh, you think that you're sick when you're running it, now you're bailing on my line like an ambulance, safe, I'm family, I'm known, done with it, no 999, no emergency, baby, nah, nah, no, I ain't missing you, I'ma block you soon, you're a bugaboo, baby, back in mind, come available. Cause you needed me, going all out cause you need the freak. The ship is done, sailed, I don't need to be. No, you had a good girl, yeah, baby. I was always there for you, oh, I was always on time, and I gave you my all, so now you call, I decline, and now I don't know about you, but I know I'm gonna be fine, and I gave you my all, so now you call, I decline.
I've been ringing all day.
Hear me now. And Beyonce said irreplaceable. I was holding out this, taking your dish. You was that mother, what you gave me for. Now you're stressed out cause you need me. Going all out cause you need the freak. The ship is done, sad, I don't need you be. You had a good girl, yeah, baby. I was always there for you, oh. I was always on time. And I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline. And now I don't know about you.
If I do it again, then you can leave me hanging. Give me one try, you'll never regret.
Baby, I was always there for you, oh, I was always on time, and I gave you my all, yeah. So now you call, yeah. I decline, and I don't know about you, but I know I'm gonna be fine, yeah. And I gave you my all, so now you call, I decline, oh, baby, you don't get to play. When I talk, let me finish. Getting all dressed up, I'm a killer. You can move over there. I'ma be upbeat in a minute. You can shh when I talk, let me finish. While you go get gone, I'ma get it. You can move over there, yeah.
Enjoy that.
I love that.
Enjoy that.
I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah, really good. It's disappeared from my screen, so I can't tell you who it is.
Oh, okay.
We've got our next and final guest on the line. Hello, Abby Holborn. Hello.
Abby. Oh, Abby's just blanked you.
She's gone.
She didn't want
did
to
I
talk
do something
about
there?
Yeah, you did.
No.
She does not like your style.
So she was there.
She was.
Then she wasn't.
She is the star of Geordie Shore. That's on
yeah, she's
Tuesday.
On Geordie Shore. Oh, hold on. Are you
is
there?
She back?
No. Line
they've
two.
Gone, they've gone together. Long
hello.
Long, baby.
Hello.
Abby, you're there.
I'm here finally.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Thanks so much for speaking to us. Sorry, we lost you for a second there. Oh, hello.
Hello.
You are there. Good. Okay, good. How are you?
What's Where the, what's are you? Going? You're in a wrong, bad sort of signal. Have you got bad signal there?
I'm sorry. I'm at a photo shoot, so that might be bad.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. That's all right. So how are you?
Long time no speak.
Yeah,
I'm
you've
good.
Been on the show.
How are you?
Yeah, it's been a little while ago since you were last on the show. You've not come into the studio before, though, which is a shame.
You need Never. To get, you need to come down. Are you in Newcastle at the moment?
I am, yeah.
Oh, you see. You need to come to London. Come on.
I will.
So tell us, you are now on series 18 of Geordie Shore. I can't believe it. From where it started all those years ago. And you've been on for four series now, haven't you?
This is my sixth.
This is your sixth? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I got that wrong.
And it's series 19, this one.
Oh, geez. Okay, fine. See, I mean, it just keeps going. What's it been like the last couple of years you've been on the show?
Do you know what? It's literally been like a whirlwind. It's been amazing. But, like, this series, now series 19, like, they're changing everything up, but I feel like it's going to be really good, and I feel like it's going to work, because literally now, seeing with 19, they've never ever done this before, and they're filming a lot more, like, real life.
Okay, so what outside of the house? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
So there's some of us that are like, some people are living in the house and some people are living outside the house and getting on with their own lives, and then they kind of combine the two and like they're filming a lot more away from the house, so it's not in the house 24/7. So I feel like it's going to be a lot more actual real life.
Okay, that's a bit of a change from what they're used to, because obviously you've done they do a broad series and they do a lot of stuff based in Newcastle, obviously. Are you a bit are you a bit nervous about showing that side of you?
To be honest, I am, yeah, because it's literally like home. Like, everything's going to be more, like, more real. But I am excited because I feel like, you know, like, you've got to make a change every so often. I feel like this is going to be a good change. And I think for the longevity of the show, then this is definitely a positive.
Yeah, what do you think it is about Geordie Shore that people like so much? Because it's managed to survive for a good, 7-8 years now? Maybe longer.
Yeah. I just think personally, because it's so real. Like, I know, like, Towie's, like, in the likes of Towie Mantelty, like, this is good shows and, you know, they're still really popular. But I think you will only ever see those types of people when they've got all the hair and makeup done and they're looking amazing and they're on a night out, and that's all you kind of see. But with us, like, you get to see everything. You get to see us, like, down, waking up on a morning with no makeup on, and, like, it's everything.
That's true.
You get to see everything. It's, like, 24/7 of our lives, where with other shows, you don't get that, where obviously this one you do. So I think that's why people might be able to connect a little bit more with us and relate a little bit.
Yeah, but, Abby, has it been hard in your life? Because you've said before you've actually lost friends from your fame in Geordie Shore. Is that correct?
Yeah, so basically when I first started, like, it was really weird. I had this certain friendship group when I first started, and now I don't speak to any of them at all.
Really?
And I think it was just basically just because my life was changing so much, and I was on this, like, rollercoaster, and I didn't really know what was happening, but I was just going along with it, and I just didn't feel like that they were really supportive. But now, obviously, I do only have a very small circle that are supportive, and I think being in this business, it does definitely make you realise who your true friends are, because I had my best friends that were like tweets about me.
Yeah.
Wow. They weren't meant to be my best friends, or...
That's not nice. What's up with your love life at the minute? It's been a bit all over the place during the show, hasn't it?
Well, I'm not going to lie, it's horrendous. Like, I can't even get a text back.
Oh, jeez.
It's so bad. I feel like I need actual, you know, like, help to get my dating life back on track, because at the minute it's non-existent.
Right. Well, that's fair enough. I think that happens for a lot of people. How old are you, Abby?
Well, I'm only 21.
You're fine. You don't need to worry. You'll be fine.
I know. But look, you've been partying with some of the rich and the famous. Boxer Floyd Mayweather. Do you remember in Newcastle you pictured with him? And
I do remember.
You had a good time? Looked I did. In the pictures. I was quite jealous.
It was, you know when you have an unexpected night out and the best things happen? Like, that was that night.
Yeah, I know those nights. I had one of those the other night, the NTAs. good for you, Abby. But, I mean, you've had some sort of backlash in some ways with plastic surgery. How do you feel about that? And are you happy with the work you've had done?
So literally I put a photo on not long ago, and it was, I was at a boot camp in Marrakesh, and I was with Holly, Sophie and Nathan, and two of our friends from back home, and I put it on. I was like, oh, you know, such a good trip, hopefully let's do it again. And I had this girl comment, and she was like, full of surgery, and you're not setting a good example, blah blah blah, and all this, and like, that one really got to me, because I, like, personally, like, I've only really, like, surgery wise had my boobs done, and that was well before the show, before I even got on. And I just think on my Instagram I try and promote, like, a healthy lifestyle as possibly as I can. I post my workouts, what I'm eating, and that one really got to us, and I was just like, there's just no need.
Well, don't let them, Abby, that's the key.
Fight against those trolls, and you're gorgeous, Abby. We're loving you on the show.
So Geordie Shore is on every Tuesday at 10 p.m. on MTV.
And it'll be back on again very soon.
Yes, can't wait.
Can't wait, Abby. Best of luck, sweetheart. Good luck with the shoot, and come to London soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, what a whirlwind show.
Well, a whirlwind show and a whirlwind end to the show. We have to go. You've got parties to go to.
Well, I've got a little... I'm seeing Jean Bernard very quickly. Mm-hmm. And then I'm rushing to a little dinner date.
Fab. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
And I will see you next week.
Have a lovely weekend, everyone. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so, I'll have to.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.